Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports, brought to you by KillcliffCBD.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Live. Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show. I can't believe there's sports. I also can't believe we have companions. Welcome, Zach Hurd.
What up, what up?
To the show. DB legend, Drinking Bro legend, day one homie. He was on the cruise with us. One of the very best there is, and also one of the biggest hockey fans in the world. So we thought we would have you here for the NHL preview show. We're live in Los Angeles, California, and D'Anthony, he's got a fucking LA Kings jersey on.
Well, I mean, he lives in LA, so.
You can always count on Dan for a real hot take. My thing is this, Bloods or Crips, who would team you on? Because if you're wearing a Kings jersey.
Latin Kings.
Yeah, chances are you're in a gang of some sort.
Dude, I'm going straight Eazy-E without the AIDS right here.
No AIDS Eazy was my favorite,
by the
way.
That was the best Eazy.
Yeah.
And the most alive.
So. Was it really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was dead the best after.
He died shortly after.
Sure, but how do you know it's a market improvement, life over death? You don't know what death's like.
We don't.
Gee, I didn't know we were going that deep.
We're Fair doing enough. An NHL preview show. We're getting a life or death fucking debates here.
Try to stay flexible.
Yeah.
Yes, and.
So, look, I'm shocked. I'm shocked at their sports. I said there would not be. I said if one would come back, it would probably be the NHL because these grimy motherfuckers don't give a shit.
Don't give a fuck.
And no, they have nothing to live for.
Yeah.
Nothing to live for, these NHL guys. They're disgusting.
It's all
right?
For one goal, dude. Got to get that Stanley Cup.
That's it.
Yeah, if you
your entire life is based off winning that one trophy.
Yes.
If you lined up like 10 random NBA players, 10 random NFL players, 10 random Major League Baseball players, and 10 random NHL players, and you ask the audience to identify the people who give the least amount of fucks.
Yeah.
I think the people missing teeth and bones would probably be amongst the higher ranked
easily.
On that list, right?
Easily, man.
Like Brent Burns, for example.
Yeah. Brent Burns is a beauty.
He is a fucking... I feel like I could hit him with a baseball bat a bunch of times, and it would do some damage, but not permanent.
Maybe to the baseball bat.
Yeah,
exactly.
That guy is all hard. That's Sasquatch without the hair.
He's a fucking savage human being.
Yeah, look, so is Ovi, to be honest with you, man. Jesus Christ.
He's for a guy that's a scorer, he's one of the best. He's got to be the best two-way player of all time probably at this point.
Now in his career. When he started out, he was all...
He didn't play any defense.
He didn't play back at all.
Yeah.
And now he's stepped that up, and that's what got him the cup.
Like, he's like a much better version of Zetterberg, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
Although Zetterberg played a lot more defense very early
on.
So he's like, I guess
his later career's coming with that.
Yeah. Zetterberg was more like the Andre Iguodala of the NHL. Andre Zetterberg. He played like he was just like one of those fucking workhorses. I don't know how many first teams he made, but he won several Stanley Cups, which is the point, right?
Yeah.
I like those. They're just fucking tough people, man.
You gotta get the behind the scenes Ovi stuff. Like his pregame meal, he mixes the sauces for his pasta. That's a big thing.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Red sauce, white sauce.
Oh,
that's
God.
His pregame meal every day.
That's like Thousand Island dressing Italian style.
I'm going to back him up on this one. There was a place in Ohio, and anybody from Ohio knows this place. It's called the Spaghetti Warehouse. It's a chain. I think there used to be
everybody
one in
knows
LA.
What the goddamn Spaghetti Warehouse is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Anyway,
I didn't know
until I went to Ohio.
West Coast, we don't have Spaghetti Warehouse.
Yeah,
I didn't know
there's
until
one
I went
in Vegas.
To Ohio. Anyways,
oh, no shit.
Yeah. You could get the pasta with red and white, and they would divide it right down the line for you. Classiest place in the world.
You just stir it up.
That's where I go. I go red and white if I can. Nobody
just stir it up.
That.
Hey, that's what champions do.
Dan and I were at a fancy LA lunch meeting yesterday, right? High on this rooftop restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And I got salmon, and they were like, oh, so we serve this medium rare. And I was like, well, that's not going to do. I'm going to need that white trash as fuck, and I want it well done.
Crispy that bitch up.
Yeah. And they were like, oh. And I was like, at least I'm not going to hide.
Y'all got grilled cheese too?
Yeah. So the red and white sauce, like, I'm good with.
I'll say this. The one good thing about LA is when I go to a restaurant and only order meat, they don't look at me like I'm crazy. Like, they're used to weird-ass diets around here. I'm just like, hey, can you give me this? I don't want any of the sides or the sauce. Get it out of here. Just give me the fish and give me a burger with nothing on it. They're like,
right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
When I do that anywhere else, it's like, oh, what are you, some kind of fucking diet guy or something? I'm like, just bring me my goddamn food before I burn this building to the fucking ground.
Los Angeles, they're expecting you to order, like, the worst fucked up thing of
to
all
be a pretend.
Oh, yeah. If you don't
no
have
salt,
your
no
own
gluten,
stipulations
no.
on their food, they're going to be weirded out.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is wrong? What do you mean as it comes?
Yeah. So you want it exactly like it says in the menu.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do. They flip out over that. Today's show, look, we're getting into the numbers for you here, kids. Not a lot to gamble on, but when we have gambled, we've been very successful in UFC so far.
Well, now it's coming back.
It's been a fucking
blast. I bet you're going to see a lot more people betting on individual hockey and baseball and basketball games.
I agree, because there's nothing else to gamble on. And with that being said, today we're going to cover the playoff odds with Zachary Hurd here from mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your deposits. They're back to doubling all deposits. They'll match you dollar for dollar now on mybookie.com. You use the promo code Drinking Bros. They will match your deposits. And we're going to go from the odds from mybookie. Not from Vegas itself, because they have differed. And by the way, side note, Dan, I went huge the other day on something, on Elizabeth Warren for the VP pick. They allow you now to put up to $500 on it. It was 6,000 to one. So I am all in on that, my man. I mean, it
No shit.
So I'm sorry. That
plus 6,000.
It was 30-1. It's 30-1 odds on Elizabeth Warren. I put 500 down, and I win. If I win, I'll win like I don't know 7,500.
God damn,
it's amazing.
I was talking to a few of my person of color friends who were center left the other day, and I'm like, hey, how do you feel about the fact that we got two old white rapists running for president again? You go with that? They're like, oh, thanks for reminding us.
Yeah.
Not that either one of them are probably rapists, but.
No.
Sniffing and stuff is weird.
Touching. Grabbing pussies is, you know, legit.
I feel like
that's your American right.
I feel like that's just like something you do when someone's in trouble.
Yeah.
Girl's on fire, you just lift her up in the air and the wind will fucking put her out. And you can't really lift her by the fucking bottom of her feet or something. You got to go straight puss. You got to.
Yeah. You're definitely right because my first thought was fire too.
It's more
like
about
a bowling ball.
Yeah. It's more about balance.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, like
it's a real grip in
that. When Thanos balances that fucking knife on his hand like that, that's what I do with the puss. Just lift it right up.
Yeah. And it's important you know that. You can't bet on that at mybookie.com, so please don't go there and try to guess how much weight of a woman Dan would be able to lift.
Can you imagine all the fucking drinking bros over there at MyBookie and their customer service saying, hey, could you add this to the
game? Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're done.
I'm looking for
we're
a bet
good with that.
Dan
Dan's actually
lifting?
Not going to lift someone up by their pussies.
Yeah, you guys got to get out of here.
And as always, we are brought to you by KillcliffCBD.com. That is our title sponsor for the sports show for the entire year. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. No THC. You will not piss hot. Go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Use the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off and free shipping. That is a big fucking deal. It is the summer of Killcliff CBD and vodka. We don't have any here because we're only here for a week.
I should have brought some.
I know.
I crushed one a night.
What do you mean? You have some you didn't bring?
Of course I have some.
Fucking dick meat.
God. What am I, Korean?
I don't get that reference.
Are Koreans against CBD?
Yeah, strongly.
No, South Koreans are a very scientific-based country.
I was talking about the bad ones.
The North Koreans don't even know that the world exists. They think it's flat, and that's all of it right
so
there.
So they definitely don't know about CBD.
Yeah, that's where that's Kyrie Irving is from North Korea. That's why he thinks the Earth is flat. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Hey, everybody knows
it. Tequila.
Before we get into the fucking hockey stuff, I want Drinking Bros to do one thing for me.
Sure.
I want every single one of you to go to Wayfair and leave a fucked up review. On their site.
And just say
leave a review
that
said, like, I ordered this kind of kid and I got this kind of kid. Make it funny, screenshot it, and send it back to us. We're going to fucking fuck with these guys for a while.
I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau and complain about the kids I'm getting from them.
Yeah. Hey, man, I thought I was getting an Asian.
Yeah. I'm trying to have a little financial security later in life. I need that doctor, son. Give me one of these little white kids. I don't need any more welders in my family, okay?
Yeah, so if you can resend that, that'd be great. I paid $14K for it.
Some sort of Asian. Indian or Chinese or something. Just don't send me a fucking white kid again, please.
Yeah, exactly. Please, no more honkies. No more honkies. All right, let's start with your favorite team.
No more honkies.
Zachariah.
All righty.
Let's start with the LA Kings.
Dog shit this year. Not going to be in the playoffs. They're sitting at home.
Okay, and why did that happen, and how are they going to be able to turn it around?
There's a lot of reasons it happened. A lot of bad contracts early on from the Cup years in 2012, 2014, paying guys what they deserve and not what's going to make the team better in the long run. Also,
but there was a good run, dude.
There was a great run. It was all Chicago and L.A. Ooh, in the early 2010s, and it was great.
It was a blast. And the town, I will say this, because, you know, living here for 18 years, getting tickets for shit all the time, like, you know, free tickets for a lot of shit. Kings tickets, they would give them away, right?
Oh, yeah. Until they got good.
When they got real good,
yeah.
Kings tickets were fucking
impossible. Was the place to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude. And people that weren't even fans were going and killing the prices on it.
Killing the prices. And then I remember when the Stanley Cup was here, tickets went up to like $2,000 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
to sit at the very top of Staples
Center.
Yes,
and you couldn't give those tickets away two years before.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Crazy. So I will say this. L.A. is a great sports town when your team is really fucking good.
Only when
finals,
it's good.
And only when they make the finals.
Before they're good, people are like, we have hockey in L.A.?
Yeah. Because I
mean, they fucking brought Wayne Gretzky here. What else did you want?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. It was a 10-man
town.
Then,
look, they ended up winning a couple championships, so it's fine. But to me, it's always been a Lakers town. I know you live here. You're still the same, right? It still feels like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if it's going to keep like that when Inglewood is all Clippers, like that whole fucking arena, $2.2 billion monstrosity that they're going to build. right there in Inglewood, which is weird. It's a weird place to build something, to be honest.
Oh, dude, Inglewood's going to be the place to be.
It is. And I will it's going to be like Brooklyn.
It's closer than Staples Center. So
Yeah.
If you have a choice going on the 405 like that,
yeah.
It's a straight shot. You get off the exit
I think that might fucking bend the curve a little bit, so to speak. With
so do I.
Here.
And I think that was an intentional move by Ballmer to
probably,
do it.
Probably, yeah.
My question is, did the LA Kings move to that building as well, or are they...
They're staying in Staples Center. Okay. Yeah, they're staying in Staples Center, at least for the time being.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know how that was going to work.
I don't. They wouldn't move right now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe if the new arena does start to dominate like that. And the other thing is, Dodger Stadium's out of the way. If the Angels could somehow find, like, they can pay Mike Trout $500 million,
mm-hmm.
You can't fucking spend $2 more billion and get something in the goddamn city, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Please, yeah. I want to watch them play, and I want... The more fans that show up to the stadiums, the more likely those games are nationally broadcast because there's no blackout regulations when that happens.
Right.
If the game sells out, more people are going to see the best player in our generation play. It's fucked up that the way the Angels, like, their organization have done a lot of good things, like drafting Ohtani and shit like that, or signing whatever happened there, and bringing over homeboy from the Nationals. Like, they've got a great fucking young team, but no one's watching because it's on at 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
And you have to drive fucking an hour and a half to get there.
I was just going to say,
we'll get 2 hours, 2.5.
Yes, that is the Angels' biggest problem. So living here, obviously, that stadium is beautiful.
It is.
Great food.
Everything
great
else but that.
Safe.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't feel like a Dodger Stadium.
No,
you're
Dodger
like, well,
Stadium, there's a 50-50 shot you're going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the Angels Stadium, it's a great experience. You can bring
it
your kids, your family.
Smell over
you can
there.
Park right outside the stadium. You feel safe there.
Yeah.
The problem
they'll
is
let you tailgate.
That drive down the 5 is two fucking hours.
Exactly.
Any time of the day.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you're going to an Angels game, it's like planning for a vacation to the Grand Canyon where you've got to go way in advance to go to a fucking Angels game if you live in L.A.
They should just put a fucking helipad there and have CH-47 Chinooks going back and forth.
Well, they do it
or
for Coachella.
Just have a park and ride or a monorail.
Monorail would be dope.
Yeah. Why not?
A high-speed rail. Gavin Newsom, where you at?
He's out making sure that people aren't having fun.
I think he's in Wyoming right now, actually.
He's the Grinch, this guy.
You know that motherfucker put porta-potties under the bridge here for
homeless? Oh, there's hand-washing stations on all of them now, too.
Crazy.
Dude, what I don't get is how are the homeless people fine with COVID?
What do you mean?
They're not dying in alarming numbers. They're all right on top of each other.
Do we know?
Smoking meth.
Do we know?
There's a lot of them still. I feel like we'd see them just stacked up at interpasses.
Oof. It's getting bad out here. It's getting bad. let's go to the NHL playoffs, Zach. How is this format going to work? Let the audience know what the early stages of this are going to look like. Because for NBA, they're going to play 8 play-in games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the fringes of that.
And they did that based on like the top 10 teams in each conference. And like they wanted to give they didn't just want to play games for no reason. Like they're going to play enough games to where people who are on the bubble can either decide their own fate or so they can decide their own fate. They either win or lose.
Correct.
It's the same with hockey.
Yeah. The NHL went kind of the same way. It's a little bit more confusing. They're going to have a pre-playoff qualifying round that's going to consist of 5 game series to decide from the bottom. So there's a top 4 they're automatically in from each conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 4 from each conference are going to battle it out in 5 round series.
Is it like a round robin kind of thing? They all play each other?
There's also going to be a round robin for seeding from the top 4.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's confusing, but as soon as you look at it on paper, it makes sense.
Well, let me ask you that. Since they are doing that and hearing this out loud for the first time being explained, is right now it feels a little bit chaotic with all these sports of how everything's going to come back and happen. So, all right, hearing that out loud for the first time in an easily explainable way. Doesn't this give any team a shot now at this point?
In a way, yeah. So there's 16 teams playing for the Cup this year. And it really could be any team's game because...
Well, that's always the case, right? It's always 16. It's the top 8 from each conference, right?
It is, but usually the one seed is like...
Sorry,
all right.
There's an additional 4 from each conference that are getting a chance at it before the playoffs start.
Right, so the playoffs is still 16, but there's this pre-playoff
where the next 4 up got a chance.
Which is essentially they're just finishing out the season.
Exactly, because the season stopped at about 69 games per team.
Nice. Well, how many?
Nice.
Yeah.
Usually 81 games.
But it was what number?
About 69.
69. Yeah. Goddamn right it was.
We need a 68
to 71, but we need the right number.
We need a 69 logo to put up on the screen when somebody says 69 in the show. Can you make that happen?
Yeah, just two
little
dudes.
Banner
but
two
I
want,
dudes. I wanted a little GIF. It's like a fucking 6 and a 9 just holding hands and walking, and they flip upside down and 69.
Right.
That's
the only thing you can do for YouTube. Yeah. You can't
start
have two
each
dudes.
Holes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's start with the favorite here in this format. This is according to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your deposit and match you dollar for dollar. The favorites here. Whew, this is almost hard to say out loud. The favorite is the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, they're the favorite going into most years because they have a stellar regular season.
But they suck in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah,
they
last year they got swept by the last seeded team.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference.
They've won.
Swept.
How many points did they have that one year? Like 124, 132 or some number like that, and they got beat
in
the first round?
It was high 120s.
Yeah, they got beat by a fucking 8 seed.
Halfway through
the
season, they were already lost
swept.
Into the playoffs.
They got swept by an 8 seed.
Yeah, swept.
They're the worst playoff team of all time, I think.
Well, they peaked too early is a real problem because they don't have to battle at the end, and then they're playing this lazy hockey trying to not get injured.
Yeah.
It comes down to the end, and then they're getting the playoffs. They can't just flip that switch back on.
Yeah, you get rusty.
You got to be coming in hard, trying to battle for every point.
That's why I think, all that shit with Gurley last year, maybe he was hurt, maybe he wasn't. But sitting your guy for the last game and a half or two games or something like that, you can't do that shit, I don't think. Especially if you're the top team, and the Rams were that year.
Yeah.
Like, they were going to be one of the top teams. You're getting a first-round bye. You can't fucking, what is he going to sit for 4 weeks and then come back at 100%? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
There's no switch.
Happen. Yeah.
No, there's none at all. So for me, I'm not touching this bet. I'm not touching the Tampa Bay
me
Lightning
either.
In this at
I
all.
Can't believe it's still like that. I
can't either. They're the favorites.
I would assume that people would have bet so much on the other teams. I can't imagine anybody's betting this Tampa bet.
No.
A bad bet.
But here's the thing, though, with MyBookie.com and with Vegas or with any of these things, the odds change based on how many people are betting on them. So clearly – Tampa Bay Lightning is getting the most amount of action right now, or else they wouldn't be the favorite. Let's go to the second favorite in this, the Boston Bruins. Where are you at with the Boston Bruins?
Boston Bruins are a strong pick. I didn't bet them, but I think they're going to win because I didn't bet them.
Are you the dirtbag who always fucking loses the bets going into the finals?
All the time. I suck at betting, but I bet based on my heart.
Okay.
They've got a really good team.
They do have a really good
dope.
Team.
I mean, fucking... It's a good team, and they're perennially a good team, and they actually do well in the playoffs as well historically.
So, Zach, why do you have Boston winning it all, or why they could potentially win it all?
Exactly what Dan said. They're a stacked team. Mm-hmm. Tuukka Rask is a fantastic goalie who came off a great year. He's actually one of three who may win the NHL's goaltending trophy, the Vezina.
Really?
Yeah. He's a fantastic goalie, and he turns up to another level in the playoffs.
All right.
Yeah, he does, and you know, as a fan of the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, with Fleury, goalie gets hot, game over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't pass a hot goalie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember especially when the Colorado Avalanche were just riding Patrick
Waugh.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the only goalie in history with a game-winning goal? I think he is, right?
I think he is.
Like, it was 2-1, and...
Pulled the goalie on
the
other
pulled
end.
The goalie. Somebody fucking iced it, but he stepped out, caught before the blue line, and flipped it up over everybody's head and scored a goal.
Yeah.
And then they scored again on him. So his goal ended up being the game-winning goal. He's also one of the only goalies to meet someone to center ice and fucking fight.
He's also the only goalie to dangle around Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
At center
yeah.
ice and get a penalty for it.
Yeah. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, kind of a dick, but amazing.
But amazing.
Yeah, he's the best goalie of all time.
I grew up watching him.
Not even close.
He was the one with the quote that said, when somebody was talking shit, it was Jeremy Roenick, I believe, and he goes, I can't hear you.
My two Stanley Cup rings are plugging my ears.
Plugging my ears.
Yeah.
Greatest quote of all time in the NHL.
Yeah. Absolute walk-off.
That'll lead us into the Colorado Avalanche, who were the third favorite going into the Stanley Cup championship winners here. Does the Colorado, the Avalanche have a fucking shot at this?
Yeah, they're a hot young team that's fast.
But to me, they're too young. And
that's what a lot of people say about them. And they don't have many people that have actually been there. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they may have less than two players that have won a Stanley Cup on their team.
On their team, the entire roster. Yeah.
The only player of significance on Vegas's team that year was Fleury, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, that guy that came from Pittsburgh, but he wasn't like a major part of their like drive or anything like that.
No, yeah. Fleury carried them to the end.
That's not always a bad thing. If the Avalanche come out in round one and fuck people up, then that gives you like then you know like hey we can fucking do this. And if you get that combination, because they're fast as fuck.
Oh yeah, they're going to be a fun team to watch.
It's like the Vegas Golden Knights the first year, just fast all the time, and it wears people the fuck out. They've got four lines that can fucking skate, and they're going to be a problem for somebody for sure. It's a matter of who they get matched up with in the first round.
What they run into.
And I'm curious to both of your thoughts on this as far as no fans in the stands. So I watched the Braves game the other night. Obviously, I'm a diehard Braves fan. They're playing in their normal stadium that is completely empty, right? There is zero pressure because no one's screaming at you. There's no home field advantage. Nothing. I mean, you could hear a fucking mouse fart in that goddamn place. Now, when I watched it, all I kept thinking was, all right, if I'm a young player, doesn't have a lot of experience, what's the pressure?
This is kind of like playing in a fucking empty stadium.
So this is basically for these guys with Colorado, them being as young, this would have to benefit a team like this because it's like, all right, well, there is no fucking, you know, home field advantage on this. So
maybe there are some players that, like Chipper Jones, for example, that thrive when people are hating them. That's what drives them as a person. It's like Jordan was the same way, and Kobe was actually probably worse than Jordan. Somebody tells Kobe he can't do something, and he's like, fuck you, I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be for the Bruins. Brad Marchand's that exact player.
Yeah, he's the same
guy.
He
loves to be hated.
What is he, like 26 or some shit? He's young.
Yeah, he's in the later 20s for sure. He's been playing for a while.
Was he leading the league in points this year?
No, he's definitely top 10, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, some of those guys are like that. It'll be interesting to see the psychological.
Yeah, because last night was the. We're gonna need more Caucasian claws. Jesse just said
we're not allowed.
Appreciate it.
Now, some I did hear compared to playing with the no fans in a stadium is the UFC fights.
Yes,
they're still going out there and beating the shit out of each other.
Mm. They are the remarks that we've heard, because we had John Anik on the show, who obviously calls all the fights. He's been on numerous times throughout this COVID experience. He said the fighters themselves can actually hear their commentary.
Yeah,
and he goes, some of them have changed the way they were fighting based on what we were saying.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. Now NHL is going to be different because the announcers are going to be up in a box. You're not going to hear any of that bullshit.
No, when you're out on the ice, all you hear is skates and puck slapping the fucking stick. That's
a lot of profanity.
Hear.
Yeah,
and a lot of swearing.
Same as in Dan's bedroom at night.
Yeah,
a lot of sticks, a lot of puck slapping. That's all you hear.
Oh yeah,
D'Anthony's bedroom.
I use a nice curved blade.
Yeah. You have to. So with that being said, are you putting any money on Colorado?
I did. I put. All my bets are a little bit lower because I'm not working, thanks Corona. But I put like half of what I'm calling a normal bet on them. Yeah,
okay.
Because they're fast. I think the not having, or rather, they're coming in fresh and they had a lot of injuries in the middle of the season. They still finished high.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
I think coming in fresh is going to benefit them.
Nate McKinnon was tearing it up this year too.
He was tearing it up, and he got hurt towards the end.
Yeah. So now he's back.
Yeah.
The level playing field of everyone not being injured coming into this is going to make a big difference for these guys that are fast. And
I agree, which is why all of this is so difficult to predict.
Yeah.
Like, usually Rostradamus is on point with all this shit, but like, you're right. Players have had months off to heal injuries. Like, you're not dealing with the same week-to-week schedules that you were typically used to. Like, it's anyone's ball game.
And also, what shape are they going to be coming back in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see who's
fucking. Especially for hockey.
Yeah.
The only way to stay in shape is to skate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And for those of you who have not played hockey at home, not being on skates
it's
for that
grueling,
long,
yeah.
I mean, it is
Oh, yeah.
Grueling, fucking
it feels
exhausting.
Like a different sport after 3 weeks.
It's the sorest I've ever been was playing hockey, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in my quads and my glutes.
Lower back.
Yes,
dude. Across your body.
Fucking brutal. Yeah. Best workout you could possibly
You're
have.
You're basically like a 25-degree angle hunched over for fucking 45 seconds of sprinting at a time.
Yeah, it's like hit training.
You know what I mean?
You're going 100% for 2 minutes and then coming off.
I wonder how many calories the average hockey player burns doing 12 minutes worth of shit, 12 to 15 minutes worth of shifts in a game. It's
like
be
being on the Aerodyne at a fucking gym for 12 minutes. Yeah, because look, you can smell it on them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not washing their shit. You can smell how much they were sweating.
They'll loft up to you.
Next up, we got the Vegas Golden Knights, which is tied for third favorite here. Look, this is a sentimental favorite for me.
Yeah, I'm a Kings fan, so I hope they lose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's already started for you. As a Kings fan, you already hate Vegas.
Half of their fans are L.A. fans. They've all got Kings jerseys in their closets. They just, ooh, new team, something shiny. Ooh, it's gold.
Yeah.
I'm a Vegas fan now.
Gonna be honest, that was the best NHL experience I have ever had.
Yeah, their arena's awesome.
It's amazing.
I'm saying that begrudgingly.
By the way, their fans go bug fuck for every game.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like L.A. fans where...
It's like being in Nashville. Every game's a playoff game.
Mm.
They're just freaking the fuck out and stoked to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a really good team. Smith, Marchessault, all these fucking young dudes. Carlson still. I mean, they've got a fucking good team.
And they just at the trade deadline added Alec Martinez from the Kings.
Yeah.
Two-time Stanley Cup champion, solid defenseman.
He's a very good defenseman.
And he's going to bring a lot to that locker room.
So therefore... Nostradamus is going in on the Vegas Golden Knights.
I wouldn't sleep on the Blues, though. I can't believe they're not higher up.
I get it.
Yeah, they're
next
good
up.
Pick, actually.
So, no, they're not.
They're quite
the
a bit down.
The Philadelphia Flyers are next up 1,000. On this at plus 900.
They've got a fantastic rookie goalie, Carter Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Kid was putting up stellar numbers. And the whole Flyers team is another team that's fast, high-talented. They're a little bit older than a lot of these teams. They're moving fast, but they're playing that same style with Mets.
And the beauty of this, if you're a Flyers fan, you want to put some money on this, it's plus 900. All of these odds so far are plus 550 or better. And if you're out there saying, I don't know what the fuck that means, Russ, I'll break it down for you real quick. If you put $100 on the Flyers to win at plus 900, that means your $100 will pay off at $900. So that is a big boy bet where once we start getting into these teams that are a little further down – you could win some serious goddamn money on this. So for me, I'm going to throw 200 on the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 700.
It's not a bad bet.
That will pay me $1,400 if I win it all.
I'm putting 500 on that one.
So are you in on the Vegas Golden Knights as well?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. That's a smart bet. Marc-Andre Fleury's a stud, too.
All it takes is him to get even a little bit hot
with
fucking homeboy coming over from the Kings, and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember those fucking... And I was a Red Wings fan back in the day in the late 90s, early 2000s, because there was no other hockey on national television except for the Rangers. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't voting or I wasn't watching a New York team. You can get fucked with that.
Right. On the Yes Network?
Yes. Yeah. Fuck that. So, and I didn't really... they didn't really put a lot of the Blackhawks games on WGN back there either. Otherwise, I probably would have watched that, frankly. And Atlanta couldn't keep a team. They've lost several now.
Thrashers lived for about 2 seconds.
R.I.P. Thrashers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hoisted up the fucking logo and they're like, hey, can you take that right back down, please? Get it the fuck out of here.
We're going to go to Canada now. So we're going to.
No, those Red Wings teams, they had some of the best goalie defense combinations of all time.
Yeah, those were fun years, too. Them in Colorado.
Jesus Christ, man. It was all them in Colorado.
A lot of hatred between those teams.
They weren't fans of one another, no.
No.
But yeah, you get like. A fucking defenseman that's on point, especially a guy that can control the point on the power play, and he's fucking, doing his thing, and then
absolutely
playing two ways, and you get a goalie like Fleury that gets hot, and it's fucking over.
Yeah, especially
when the team is fast.
Fleury's
as
one of those guys that he could come off not skating for 6 months. And
he doesn't care.
He'll get a shutout.
He is a fucking freak. Have you ever seen him with his shirt off?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's huge for a goalie. First of all, he's like 6'1" out of skates.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's not like a big bulk. Some of them are a little more bulky. He is a fucking. He's chiseled out of stone. He looks like Julio Franco and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the day.
Beautiful he's, man.
I don't expect to have any concerns about his in shapeness.
He's fine.
He's a hard worker, and he's been in the league for long enough to know how to do it.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
By the way, he's had
some long injuries, too, that he's had to come back from.
If you're at home or at work watching any of these games, which we'll be watching a ton of them, and you're on your phone, go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today and get these headphones. They go right in your ear. Your fucking coworkers won't notice them. Your boss won't notice them. And you can listen to the games at a max level if you want. Best wireless headphones in the business. They got a little rechargeable box. It's about yay big. Real tiny. Lasts for 6 hours. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. That's RAYCON.com/drinkingbros. buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. Get these fucking headphones, man. Best in the game, wireless wise. Loud as shit. You can listen to all the games on them, and we're huge fans of them. Best in the best. It'll knock it down to about $65. Mm. We all have them. We love them. It's an easy sponsor.
Yeah, it always is.
They got the best bass too.
They do. That's what I always say. Like even the newer AirPods, because I've got every single pair of fucking headphones you can imagine. I've said this before. I'm just a giant nerd when it comes to listening to music and shit. But the bass on these new Raycons is the best I've ever heard from any earbuds.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah,
this one's such an easy one to promote. Where it's like I feel like everybody's got these fucking things, anyways.
Yeah.
So thank you, Raycon, for being a sponsor.
Anyways, back to Philly.
Yep.
I think they're ranked a little high here.
Yeah, +900 is a little high for them.
But maybe they're going on the fact that they still have Claude Giroux. Like they've got some.
He's getting up there in age, but he's still a stud.
Yeah. Maybe it's the veteran leadership on that team that a lot of these other teams don't have. Like Boston has it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Philly has it. A couple other teams have it. Vegas, not really so much, other than Fleury.
Yeah.
But you need more than him. We'll see, I guess. I think that's got to be what they're basing on because their team is not.
Yeah, and their goalie's untested in the playoffs.
He's on, like, they're not like. There's no individual part of that team that stands out to me. They're pretty good defensively, but. They're not like the Golden Knights who are fast as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the Blues who are fucking very skilled.
And they're not a high defensive team either. They're kind of just a cover all the bases team, which might actually be what's bringing them up here.
It could be. I have no money on the Flyers at all. I have zero belief. Them and the Lightning, I have zero money on them.
They don't take a lot of risks. They're kind of like a Patriots style team.
Yeah.
They do everything right. And they've got some veteran leadership, but you don't know if it's going to – it's not as simple.
And they got some guys that can pay off if they get a chance, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next team on this list is the St. Louis Blues at +1,000. So if you put $100 on them, you get $1,000 back. Now this, I actually have money on. I got $300 on the Blues for this to pay off at $3,000. What do you think the chances are of the Blues –
They're
bringing home
essentially
the
same team as they were last year when they won the cup.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand. Why is this? Why are they so far down the fucking list?
It was almost a fluke last year that they won it, though.
They
found some steam and pushed through every single team they came up against.
Mm-hmm.
They were a boys club. They were all battling for the same thing, all pulling the rope in the same direction. Not really any standouts. I mean, Morgan O'Reilly maybe, but it's kind of just across the board. They got good players that do their job.
Yeah.
David Perron that came over from Vegas.
Oh, that's
right. Doing pretty well too for them this year. So he may maybe
they
that.
Certainly didn't have a bad year.
No,
so Dan's been high on the Blues this year. I know you've got some money.
I'm always
well.
High. Yeah, I do. I'm always on. Like
our producer Giorgio here is always high. He's in on the Blues as well. Are you from St. Louis? Oh, you lived there for a while. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
he's off camera saying, "Yeah, fuck yeah."
I got to tell you. There's no respect here. They're the fucking reigning champions.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I agree.
I don't think anyone believed in them when they were going on the run last year.
No, though. They didn't.
Well, fucking don't believe in them at your own risk.
Yeah.
You saw how that worked out last year. Everybody's like, oh, it's the Blues. They're a pretty good upstart team. They got a couple of pieces. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They fucking torched everybody.
Yeah.
Through the entire goddamn playoffs.
And they're at +1,000. So look, if you're,
that's a great bet.
If you're looking to make some
bad.
Money
plus
out there.
+1,000 for the reigning champ is always going to be nice.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can you imagine the fucking Chiefs being +1,000 next year?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking insanity.
Exactly.
I would put like $50,000 on that.
Yeah. And this isn't for the season. This is just for playoffs. At +1,000 is not a dumb bet. Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. Next up, this is another team that I'm throwing money on. The Washington Capitals.
That's me too.
Like...
I threw some money on them.
I got $200 on the Washington Capitals.
It's hard to bet against
Alexander Ovechkin.
Yes.
Ovi, man.
And they're just 2 years removed from winning the Stanley Cup.
Exactly.
With virtually the
Still
same team.
Still a great team.
Yes.
Everything's kind of the same over there. Braden Holtby came off a little bit of a shaky year last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's been on point.
On
goaltender.
Points.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
By the way, Ovi was, I believe, leading the league in goals.
Ovi was leading the league
like
in goals.
Like 48 goals or something or something like that.
Are they going to give out an MVP this year?
I think so.
They're doing all the awards.
Okay. He's got to win MVP, right?
I'd be shocked if he didn't.
That's
I don't know who else
think.
It would be.
And for that reason.
Pastrnak from Boston has 48 goals as well.
Pastrnak was on fire.
I think a superstar during this time would be great for the NHL. I think this would be a great story for the NHL. And I would not be pissed if the Washington Capitals were able to pull it out.
Did you guys see their celebration two years ago when they won?
Greatest
that
goddamn
was
thing
the
of all
greatest
time.
Greatest celebration Imagine of all dear. Time.
Apparently, that's just kind of how Ovi lives his life, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, he just walks around. You know how Rafi from the league always had a pocket dog?
Yeah.
He'd pull a hot dog out of his pocket and he was like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure Obi just walks around with a couple of beers in his pockets.
Obi does a 1-3 mix of Coca-Cola to water on the bench.
That's really bizarre.
Really?
Yeah. That's the most Russian thing I've ever heard.
Right there.
Is that a Russian thing?
Can you grind up some cigarettes in that Coke for me, too? Like, holy shit, dude.
Sweetness in his hydration.
He's fucking nuclear powered is what it is.
Oh, he's
+1200 is the odds on this. So, yeah, man.
Just throw 100 bones on that.
That's
$200 that'll pay off at $2,400. Next up on here, we got the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're also at +1200.
I'd never sleep on the Penguins at +1200.
Well, here's the deal. There's one caveat to this, and I want to warn the audience. Something is wrong with Sidney Crosby.
He's been injured all year.
Him and Malkin.
There's something wrong with him since 2012, but he left for some unidentified injury.
He's had sickness. He's had three major concussions.
Yes. So,
like, bad
ones. And those are just the reported ones. He's had concussion issues his whole career. And this year, he was out for, he only played 50 games, or 43, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And Malkin played 55. They're two best scorers. But allegedly, they're both healthy now.
Allegedly. But I had heard he had left maybe a week ago to deal with an unidentified sickness, quote unquote. It's COVID, but yeah, we'll see.
It's possible. Austin Matthews did have COVID, and he's back at 100% per his own words.
Why not?
Yeah.
Look, I'm back at 100%. It was fucking 3 days. We're fine. Everybody's fine.
Pittsburgh still got a strong team, though. I mean, if they're all their parts are there, but I don't know. I would wait to make that bet until I see what their actual roster looks like.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Same.
There's no rush right now.
If you wait to make sure that Crosby's playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, there's some preliminary games that you'll get a good idea what they're doing.
For sure, yeah. These other bets where, like, the Caps at fucking 1,200 or whatever the fuck, get that now. Because people are going to start betting on it, and you're going to lose that opportunity.
All these are going to drop the closer we get to it.
I agree.
Because there's no team that seems like a bad bet at this point, to be quite honest.
None of the top ones.
And we'll get to that. If you're watching the NFL playoffs, you might as well watch it on a Ghostbed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Right now, they're giving 30% off to anybody who's a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or if you work in government. No other company is doing this. Obviously, there's a second shutdown. I think that is coming to LA, Zach, that I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's everywhere we go around here. They keep mentioning it. Like, hey, man, buy what you can now because it's about to be shut down.
Yep.
Toilet paper's still missing and all that shit. If you're in LA or you're in a city that's getting shut down again, you might as well do it from the comfort of your own mattress, dude. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where, as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest, that is applicable with those deals. If you're a dumb civilian like myself, you get 25% off everything in the entire store. And when you order a mattress, you get 2 free pillows at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Next up is the Dallas Stars at +1400. Where are you at with the Dallas Stars, Zach?
A little high in my book at +1400. They are one of the top 8 teams that's making it past the first round, playing round robin for seeding. But I don't know. They've never impressed me. They had a lot of struggles this season. I mean, even their coach, if I can remember the quote exactly, he was talking shit about their players.
His own players.
His own players. Or not coach, rather. The owner was trashing their players.
Oh, boy. That's super helpful, guy. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. They're top players. And Tyler Seguin was doing good that year, carrying the team on his back, and he directly called him out in media.
Go get us some better players then, guy, with the fucking checkbook. Exactly. Why are you talking shit? Go buy some better players.
Exactly.
I have nothing on the Dallas Stars. I have no money on the Dallas Stars.
They do have Ben Bishop, great goalie, a fucking monster of a person at 6'5", I believe he is.
Oof.
Yeah, he's a great goalie. He plays a really calm style but can explode. He's fun to watch, but... yeah, I don't know. I don't see him doing anything impressive.
Sure. Sure. Look, man, for me personally, I don't have any money on this. So I'm not going to bet on him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. Next up is the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's +1800. Now you're starting to get into some big boy numbers.
Oh, yeah.
If you put $100 on this on mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits, you're going to get $1,800 back.
Yep.
So...
I hammered the Maple Leafs.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
There it is.
They're a young team that's fast, and the most Maple Leafs thing would be winning the COVID Cup because they haven't won the Cup in 60-something years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no Canadian team has won since the fucking late 80s, right?
That's right. USA.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time a Canadian team, it was the Canadians, and it was like fucking What year was it? Hang on, let me look it up.
Yeah, you'd have to look that up. No, yeah, the Leafs have a passionate fan base that they always let down.
Yep.
They have, I believe, 80% of their cap is spent in six players, I want to say, something like that. Maybe 74% of the cap in seven, but they're spending a ton of money on these high-string talents.
1993, Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Canadiens.
Oh, that's right. That was Patrick Waugh was there.
Yeah.
On his farewell tour.
Yeah. Right before he told the owner to go fuck himself.
I like this. I like this rationale here. For this reason, now I'm going to throw a hundo on the Toronto Maple Leafs. We had Aubrey Huff on the show when we were doing baseball a few weeks ago, and he gave us a little sly pick too with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. So I like that reasoning. I'll throw a hundo on this at plus 1,600.
Oh, yeah, plus 1,600. You're not wasting $100. I mean, if $100 is a lot of money for you, yeah. But
no. Look, Dan and I gamble a lot.
It's a smart bet.
Yeah, and obviously you listen to the show. We've won a fuck ton, so like, therefore, it's just a bunch of money sitting in the account. So it's like, all right,
yeah.
I don't really pull it out that much. So
they've got one of the top three scorers in Austin Matthews, who had the Rona, but now he's better. They have a stacked line. They just added John Tavares to their lineup as their new captain. Anderson, their goalie, he had kind of okay numbers, but they brought in Jack Campbell, the backup goalie from the Kings, who's a fucking phenom. He's young and talented. They brought him in to back him up. So if Anderson's doing bad, he's going to take the reins.
Yeah.
And they also added one thing they've been missing every single year for like 6 years, because Boston runs them over and bullies them. Some grit. They added Kyle Clifford from the LA Kings, who's one of the last league fighters. He's a hardworking fourth liner who might even put up a goal or two in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he will kick the shit out of anyone who tries to fuck with him, and they've been needing that.
Dude, for that reason, I'm going to throw a hundo on there, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to throw a hundo on the Maple Leafs. And look, I know they fucking rage up there.
Oh, definitely. And they're also one of the hub cities, so they're playing close to home.
It would be great for the city, and I think people will
Do you think
be
that's going to make a difference?
I think it will. Knowing your environment?
Yes.
Maybe, but your environment's not...
And being able
not,
to go home.
If you're in a bubble...
Well, they're not going home. They're in the bubble.
Oh, they are. So you still...
But they're
even
still
if you live
in
there,
their
you,
city.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'd still rather be... If I'm going to be out, I want to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to throw I'm gonna throw a hundo on this for you. I like this. Next up is another Canadian team, the Edmonton Oilers.
The other hub city.
I wouldn't spend any money on a Canadian team. I wouldn't bet on any Canadian team.
I'm going to throw a hundo on Toronto. I'm not putting any money on
it. I got money on Toronto.
27 years since a fucking Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's got to happen sometime.
And none of them are in the fucking top here. None of these Canadian teams are. They're not going to
win. I think Toronto's got good odds, though.
It is very statistically unlikely that any of these asshole Canadian teams are going to win.
I understand that. But we're living in a year where statistics don't matter about anything, Dan.
Well,
not COVID.
I just
not
did my own. I just did my own Trump poll.
Yeah,
and according to these doctors I talked to, they said they were doctors.
Sure.
He's killed everybody.
And Biden is R.I.P. up in CNN's polls. Biden is up by 63 points in the latest poll. So
63, huh?
No need to go out and vote.
May as well just call it.
Yeah.
Why no we need to go out and vote? Election. He already won.
No need to go out and vote. Did the Edmonton Oilers have any shot at this whatsoever? Zach?
No.
They're a good team on paper. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing it. I mean, they're another one of the hub cities, so if that same logic works for Toronto, they're kind of at home. I don't know.
But they don't have the same team as the problem.
Yeah, they're
so.
Definitely not the same team. They do have Connor McDavid, who is the greatest player in the NHL right now.
Well, between him and that young kid.
He's not going to carry it.
What's that young kid's name? Dre Stet blah, 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 or some shit? What's his fucking name?
It's
D-R-A-I-S-T something or other. I don't know what his name is.
Dreisaitl?
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Okay. I thought you were going for one of the best in the league.
No.
He's one of the best on their team, certainly, but...
Yeah, he's
good.
He's a very
good... He's a top
scorer.
Actually, he had a great year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's a very good compliment.
Yeah, I think he's a top five scorer this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew
he
was on the come
up this year. But he's usually not that good.
Yeah, I don't look. I have zero money on Edmonton, so
I don't either.
That's the Rostradamus in me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, this next one, I got a hundo on. Just as like, hey man, I always take a flyer on these teams. Like, whenever I see odds like this that are this high, no matter what, I'll throw a hundo on somebody crazy, like a crazy dark horse. In the NBA a few weeks ago, when Dan and I did that playoff preview show, my dark horse in that was the Houston Rockets, and I threw a hundo on that. When I was just like, all right, great. I feel that they would have some short of shot. Yeah,
there's some things you could put together.
And
where
if
they
it
might
comes through, it'd be a big payday. This is the Nashville Predators at plus 3,000.
I'm going to hate on you a little bit here.
Go ahead.
The Nashville Predators thrive off having one of the best arenas in the NHL in playoffs.
I understand.
Yeah, it's like the Seahawks.
I think it's really going to hurt them not having the loudest arena that's fucking banging the drum behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Josi is a stud, played a great year. But aside from him, there's quite a bit of fall off in the talent department. Pekka Rinne, their goalie, he had a rough year.
Yeah. It's plus 3,000. I'm
plus
throwing,
3 G's.
This is where it stops for me. For anybody betting out there at home with us or against us on MyBookie, this is where it stops for me. So the Nashville Predators is my last like long shot in this. The rest of my bets have been made at this point. I'm curious if you have anything underneath this, because now you're starting to get into odds with like, okay, so the Vancouver Canucks are at plus 3,500.
Another young, fast team. Mm. I think they're too young. I don't see them going anywhere. They're definitely going to get out of the first pre-qualifying round, because now we're getting into teams that are actually playing the pre-qualifying round. They'll be one of the teams to get out of it. After that, I don't know where. I guess it depends.
Gambling
who they run
wise,
into.
Where do you go? You said you have one more team in this.
I got two more teams under this.
That you've got.
Actually,
that
I
you've
have
got
three,
actual
I got three
American dollars
shot,
on.
Yeah, I got three long shot teams way down at the bottom now. I might have got them at worse odds than this, as a matter of fact. I got the Blackhawks at better odds and plus 2,500.
Okay.
They're a team that's won three championships.
So on my bookie, the Blackhawks are still at 2,500.
Yeah, they
correct.
Must have just got brought up a lot recently. Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 2,500. That's a little short. I think I got them at closer to plus 6,000. As a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, I got them a while ago.
Yeesh.
As a long shot team, yeah, plus 2,500. I think you're probably better off putting it on the Predators.
Yeah,
like you did. Yeah.
I don't know. The Predators don't. I think you're right about the arena there, and there's no way to fucking
definitely
like the fucking Blackhawks have Taves and fucking man, they got a great
Kane.
Team. Patrick Kane,
yeah.
What's his nuts? What's that other?
The kid. They just got this kid that's a stud. I got garbage brain. I hit my head.
Kubelik's good. Kubelik's good, but they still have Gustafsson. They have like a lot of. They have a lot of parts from when they won championships.
Yeah,
still,
they're getting up there in age, but they just came off a long rest of 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, some of these older
Patrick
teams.
Patrick Kane's going to be a stud right now.
Some of these older teams might really benefit from that.
The only thing about the Blackhawks I think is a pretty big pox is Corey Crawford, their goalie.
Yeah,
it looks like he's not playing.
He was hurt half the fucking year anyways.
Yeah, he's had a lot of concussion issues, and in camp he said they're deciding if he's going to. They've already declared him unfit to play, but he may still play. It doesn't sound like it, though.
Hockey. No.
Hockey.
Who are the other two teams that you have, by the way?
I have the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Hmm.
This team on paper should be dog shit. They should be worse than the Kings were this year.
That is plus 5,500. So if you bet $100 on them, you win 5,500.
That's right.
So you have money on the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I got money on the Columbus Blue Jackets. I just threw 50 on them, a little short bet. Right. But
that'll still pay off at
$2,750. Nice payday.
Fuck yeah, $2,750.
Their head coach, John Tortorello, has a history of taking shitty teams and pushing them over 100%. And that's exactly what he did this year. They lost all their stars, their starting goalie, their top scorer, everything from their team, and they have been on fire. They also, the last 33 games before it shut down, they got this new goalie, Elvis Merzlikins.
Yeah.
He is a stud. He's stopping everything that comes at him. He has 6 shutouts in 33 games.
Man. I
will see what they do, because they're going to have to put some caveat by it, but for a rookie goaltender to get 6 shutouts in 33 games, it's fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
They still got Seth Jones, who's an all-around great player, beats the shit out of people when he's got it, a tough guy.
I wonder how many people out there who are listening to the show, write in the comments on YouTube to Drinker Bros Podcast. Subscribe on YouTube if you're not already. If you're going to actually take Zach's advice and put some money on the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I don't think it's a dumb bet. Even throw $10 on it.
Yeah.
That's $550.
$550, you're right.
$10?
Right. Look, you've convinced me. I'll throw a little bit on there.
Yeah, just a schmeckle.
Just a little bit. That's not even what we got one White Claw the other day for $10 for
exactly.
Christ's sakes at a fucking LA bar. Who is the last team you got there?
The last one I got is the Florida Panthers. They're the ones that got the starting goalie from... They got the starting goalie from the Blue Jackets, who had a rough year, but he's a stud. He's probably one of the top three, top five goaltenders in the league in Sergei Bobrovsky. He had a rough year, so they didn't do too great coming into this. They've got some great pieces on that team, but the main thing they have is the Blackhawks coach that won them three Stanley Cups, Coach Quenneville. That's my difference maker right there.
Really?
He's been there. He exceeds what he's supposed to do as well.
All right. So since we clearly have one of the best in the best as far as NHL goes on this show thus far in Drinking Bros sports history, I'm going to do a little rapid fire here with you. Okay?
Shoot it.
Because there's some other bets here on mybookie.com that you can get in on. They pay a lot of money. Exact series results.
Ooh.
Okay. You ready for this? We'll start with the first one here. Montreal versus Pittsburgh, exact series results. The leading one at 275 is 3-2, Pittsburgh. 3-0, Pittsburgh. 3-1, Pittsburgh. Now, where you're really starting to make money is if you bet on Montreal.
Montreal's not going to win.
They're not going to win this at all.
It's either going to be a
3-1.
What if Crosby's out?
Even with Crosby out, it's 3-1. Penguins have such a good team. Montreal Canadiens have, Carey Price, their goaltender. Mm-hmm. After that, Shea Weber's like 80 years old. I mean, he's a stud. He just murdered one of their practice goalies with a shot to the head. But
he's dead.
Yeah, he's got a fucked up face.
R.I.P. No, he died. He died.
He's probably dead.
Yeah.
His soul definitely hurts. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
so you're going Pittsburgh. What would be the game ratio here?
You're going 4-1, it'd be 3-1 Pittsburgh.
Yeah. 3-1.
3-1 okay. Pittsburgh.
All right.
I think Carey Price is going to steal the Canadians a game, and that's the only reason.
Well, or 3-1 just because Pittsburgh might be rusty.
It
also takes a little bit more time to get back in shape on skates, so they may fucking lollygag for a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if they're smart, if any of these teams are smart, they come out hot and try to sweep in the first round.
Yeah.
So at 3-1, if you're taking Pittsburgh 3-1, that's going to pay it plus 325. So look, man, you put 100 down, you're winning $325 bucks off that. That's not bad.
The Canadians might be losing their number three scorer in Max Domi because he's got diabetes. And he's afraid of getting the Rona.
The Rona.
So he's taking this week to decide.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, if he doesn't play, I think they got no shot at it. If he does play, still no shot.
Yeah, still, but one game at least.
Yeah, I give him one game regardless, just based off Carey Price being a stud.
Okay. Next up, Minnesota against Vancouver. Exact series outcome. Now, the favorites are Vancouver 3-2, Vancouver 3-1, Minnesota 3-1. Minnesota 3-2, Vancouver 3-0, or Minnesota 3-0.
I'd be shocked if it doesn't go five games.
Yeah, I think 3-2. Vancouver is the bet I would.
So the favorite in that is actually 3-2.
Absolutely,
Vancouver at plus 325. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's the way to go. They're polar opposites in the
Vancouver
way they play too.
Vancouver wins this series.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you go to fucking a deciding game 5-7, whatever it happens to be, who the fuck knows, man?
Yeah,
honestly, with no fans,
it could go
either
there's
no
way.
True home field advantage like that. Now I've wondered about the Seahawks in the same way when the NFL starts back, because they're not
their
gonna
crowd
have fans.
Is amazing. Yeah, yeah.
They thrive off the was it the 12th man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you think Russell Wilson's never played in front of a non-rabid crowd since he was at NC State, probably, because Wisconsin gets wild as fuck too.
Plus, he's having a baby this year, so he's gonna be super weepy. That guy cries.
Oh, he cries a lot. Yeah,
Christ, yeah. With another baby.
I think he eats a lot of soy.
Good luck interviewing that guy after.
I bet his nipples are super tender.
I bet you they're long
from all the soy
too.
Heats.
I bet you they're long,
like fucking. He has to like put socks on his nipples when he goes.
Rubber bands.
Yeah,
kind of like that.
Tape them back.
That watermelon rubber band challenge.
Oh yeah, pop them.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Can be.
It's life on these streets in Seattle. It's Chaz or rubber bands. You choose. Next up, we got Winnipeg versus Calgary. The exact outcome of this, Calgary 3-2, Calgary 3-1, Winnipeg 3-2, Winnipeg 3-1, Calgary 3-0, Winnipeg 3-0. Who do you have in this series?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know. That's going to be a tough matchup.
This is one of those grind out series.
Yeah. For just straight up odds against each other, I think they're almost dead even.
Okay.
It's probably definitely going five games. Winnipeg definitely has a better goalie. The goalie that's probably going to win the Vezina this year, the goaltending trophy. The Flames, young, not that young. They're younger, fast. They have my least favorite player, Matthew Tkachuk, who's a fucking pest. But a pest is good in the playoffs.
Yeah, somebody standing in front of the goalie is not a bad thing in the playoffs.
Exactly. Someone who's punching people, cheap shots, that gets in your skin. You start thinking about, hey, where's that fucking guy? And you're not thinking about where the puck is.
Gun to head, pick a winner in this series.
Let's go Flames in five or Flames in three.
Whoa.
Or wait, Flames in five. Sorry.
Yeah, my bad. All right.
Flames, game five.
Yeah. Anthony, what do you got?
I have no call on this one.
I wouldn't put any money on this game, to be honest.
Same.
And that's how Dan and I do it. So, like, if I don't feel confident in it, I'm not going to tell you to blow some money on it just as on a whim.
You can,
therefore, I'm with you guys. I think this is a pick 'em in this series. I just, there's not worth putting any money on this because.
No, not really. But you can bet on the number of games here.
Oh, so that's an easy slam.
It's plus 145 at five games. I would take that bet.
Yeah, I'd be
shocked.
It
is, but plus 145 isn't enough for me. Like, me personally.
Yeah, that's an easy way to boast your account, though. I guarantee it's going five.
It is, but it's one of those things where it's like, man, I'd rather take a long shot on something else and put a little more money on it than to go a five-game series. It's tough, especially with no fans. Next up, we got the Rangers against Carolina Hurricanes.
So the Rangers won four of four games they played against them over the regular season.
Okay.
But that being said, I don't know. The Rangers are better than they should be. They've got a good goaltending, a good backup goaltender, and it's Henrik Lundqvist, who's probably one of the best goalies over the past, I don't know, 12 years.
Yeah.
It's his last shot at the cup.
Consistent guy.
Yeah. Consistent. He's a great player. They've got a good this Russian kid's his backup who's been putting up good numbers. This is another one. Personally, I wouldn't put any money on it because it could go either way. The Hurricanes are a good team. Sebastian Aho has been a stud. Probably going to be Rangers in five, but that coin toss.
I'm sentimental to Carolina on this one. I took my child to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah.
In Carolina, and he caught a puck.
Yeah.
So my six-year-old did. So I'm going to say Carolina in this, but I will say this probably goes 3-2.
Yeah, it'll I love Carolina. They're a fun team to watch. It'll be a great series to watch. But
they are, yeah.
As far as betting goes, I don't know. It's too close to call for me.
Same. And look, just because my fucking heart is saying this, I wouldn't put your money on that. I wouldn't bet this series. It's the same way as the last one. It's going to be 3-2, and it's
exactly
it's a coin toss.
It could come down that last game.
Yep.
Also, I wouldn't even be shocked if one team swept in this, so I wouldn't even put money on how many games.
Yeah.
Because if one team comes out hot, they could steamroll across the other team.
Any of these goalies come out hot.
Yeah.
You can sweep in this. Next up, we got Chicago versus Edmonton.
They're right on this. The best bet is Edmonton 3-1.
3-1
at plus 310, and that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah. Edmonton's going to fuck Chicago up. Probably.
Edmonton is. I got money on Chicago before the playoff bracket came out.
Okay,
I got them at a long shot, so I threw some money on them. I still think the Oilers are going to win this series.
Okay. They're a markedly better team.
They're an all around better team, but without Corey Crawford and goal for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. He's been fucked up all year in one way or another, and now it looks like he's not even going to show up to the thing. And the guy that was his replacement this year statistically was better than him.
Yeah, they at the trade deadline, they picked up.
I don't remember the dude's name.
Fuck. He looks like a serial killer.
I know he went 16-10 in starts, but I can't remember his fucking name.
You guys look like fucking serial killers, too.
Well, I am a serial killer.
Yeah, you are, Dan.
But that's not the point, Ross. We're talking about hockey here.
Yeah.
Robin Leonard.
Yeah, Robin Leonard. So, I think he went 16-10 backing up this year. Which is good. I mean, that's pretty good.
He's a good goaltender. He's got a lot of mental issues, though.
Yeah,
which he talks a lot about. He's kind of like the premier guy for that.
Yeah,
he steals a show from. Like, he's not that good of a goalie.
No, it's one of those.
So he gets talked about.
He's one of those guys that will give up four or five in a row and get pulled from the game. It happens from time to time with him. And
then if it's him starting and Malcolm Subban is their backup, Malcolm Subban's only won like five games ever.
Yeah, he was the guy that stepped in for all those critical games for the Golden Knights in their first year.
And then they pulled up some kid no one had ever heard of in Dansk.
Yeah,
and Dansk outshined him and stole the starting position. Yep. So
just Dansk.
He's not a good goalie.
Gonna be okay.
Subban, no.
Just Dansk.
Subban is one of those guys that's he's got dynamic talent.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't.
He's small
he's not
and
a,
doesn't track
Yeah, he's
puck
not
well.
A good goalie. He's very athletic, but he has no fucking sense of what he's doing.
He
out
tries
there.
To play everything on reaction, which doesn't work at the pro level.
He gets smoked a lot. Like he'll look amazing for a couple of plays, and then he'll lose an easy one.
Yeah. So if that's their fucking backup, if their starter now gets pulled, they're fucked. They're gonna get swept if that's the case.
Now that's me every time. That's me every time in the bedroom. So I'm all reaction. Next up, we got Arizona versus Nashville.
Arizona shouldn't even fucking have a hockey team.
No, dude. Haven't they been trying to move it out loud?
I'm gonna go against you so hard. Arizona has been fucking sick. Arizona.
I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm saying they should not have a hockey team.
The league owned them for a long time.
Yeah. Like, people never show up because their stadium's too far from ASU. If they moved their stadium over by ASU,
ASU.
We need some of them titties over here, boys.
I love ASU.
They should just give free tickets to all the ASU.
That's exactly what they should do. Get some ASU slots in there.
Yeah.
People would thrive in those games.
It would be amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if they're going to win this series, though.
So what happens?
I've already said Nashville. Early on, so I've got Nashville as a dark horse in this one.
Yeah,
I'm picking Nashville. I'm not going to go pick an exact game on this one because I think it's throwing money away. But I'm taking Nashville to win this series.
Here's
for
the problem
sure.
with Arizona: when they lose badly.
That's true.
Like so they have a better goals against average than Nashville does. Nashville's actually two down on their
goal differential.
Differential for the year. They've given up two more goals than
they've
scored.
They're the highest team that has a negative goal differential.
But they're six in the conference, but they fucking give up more goals than they score.
Yeah.
It's the opposite for Arizona. They give up or they score a market amount more goals than they give up, but they can't fucking win games. That to me is a problem.
So right? The Arizona Coyotes had another top goaltender in the league in Darcy Kemper got hurt early on. And he was gone for the vast majority of the season. He's going to be back for these playoffs.
Has he played any games?
He has not.
So we'll see then.
Yeah, he's going to. I mean, he might be rusty, and he was out 3-4 months prior to the lockdown.
Yeah.
So he's going to be rusty, but he's also such a good player, and he's young. I think he's 25, 26. Mm. Great goaltender. I think he's going to steal him two games, and the forward unit for the Yotes is pretty darn good too.
They move pretty fast.
I don't give a shit. I've got Nashville in this, man. You can say all you want about this. I'm taking Nashville, bro.
Nashville's probably the smarter bet, but I'm betting with my heart on this one.
I don't know. I don't know if it is because I agree with you that Nashville is one of those teams that gets a big boost from their crowd and
definitely
Arizona's used to playing in front of no one.
And this hasn't been Nashville's best year.
I'm not talking shit, but Arizona's literally used to playing in front of shit crowds.
I understand that, but you have to bet on who you are, and you guys are predators. Therefore, you should take the Nashville Predators in this one to catch a predator. I'm surprised that hasn't been banned yet. We're going to ban the Redskins, but not the Predators? Oh, hey.
But I don't think the Predators have a very marketable voice.
Maybe
but,
if they change their logo to Jared from Subway.
Yeah, Jesus. Imagine putting a Predators
or Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby.
Kid. Yeah. Next up, we got Florida versus the New York Islanders.
So the Islanders are a boring team to watch.
Yeah.
They're defensive.
They can grind it out,
though. On the back end, they've got a goaltending tandem that's pretty solid.
They can grind that shit out.
They're the Usman.
That's how you win championships.
You can win. You can especially.
They're the Usman of the NHL.
Exactly. Yeah, basically.
Boring as shit.
But you can win, especially those early round series.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody's rusty. You're the one that's been focusing on fundamentals this whole time.
Exactly.
You're never rusty.
They're not losing the puck in their end. Yeah. They're keeping it tight. They're playing good defense. Yeah.
Tape to tape passes, that
the
whole
Florida
shit.
The Florida Panthers are the exact opposite.
$0 on this. Yeah. Nothing
Dude,
in
a
my
lot of
wallet.
These first series are really tough to call because I don't know how they're going to play.
Yeah.
If a team hasn't taken it seriously across the board and they're just sitting around getting fat, they're going to suck.
I agree.
I'm taking the Islanders 3-1 in this. It's plus 375.
Ooh.
It's not a terrible bet.
Yeah, because I think Florida is like, if you watch soccer, Florida's like an American, like an MLS soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
They just fucking launch the ball and try to get down there as fast as possible.
They keep a guy high and try and feed him so he can get a little breakaway all the time, but they end up paying more often than not.
You get burned every fucking time.
Yeah.
Like if every time they play one of the good European teams, they get fucking smoked. It's like they're kicking long balls all the way down the pitch, and then whomever it is, Liverpool, I think they played last, it was like zip 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 zip, and then the ball's in the goal. They're like, oh shit, half our team's still on the other side of the field.
Yeah,
they passed to each other instead of just launching the fucking ball down the field.
So look,
that's what I think the difference is here.
That's a spot on.
I don't think
he's gonna take it. I'm not touching it. I'm not putting any fucking.
I am.
It's. Yeah, Dan's bet's not a bad bet. All these bets to start out are just so, because you don't know how these guys are feeling.
Well, here's why I saved the best for last year, because this is the hardest one to call, in my opinion. Columbus versus Toronto.
You mean Flavortown versus Toronto?
Flavortown. Rename it Flavortown. Yeah, Flavortown versus Toronto. This is the toughest series to call, in my opinion. You liked both of these teams.
I do like both. I have money for futures to win the cup on both of them.
Yes.
Whoever comes out of this pre-qualifying series, if they come out hot, if whichever team sweeps out of this, I'm so confident in the money I've got to take it all the way. Now, if they beat the shit out of each other for five games and come in soft to the first round of actual playoffs, might be some wasted money on my behalf.
All right.
This series in particular is hard to call, though.
Yeah.
Like, they literally have the same goddamn record.
It's brutal. But each of these teams can make a strong run. And whereas, like, the Islanders in Arizona, in Florida, I get nothing on those teams.
Yeah. Well, they're not going into third and fourth.
Yeah, they won't be going deep. They're going to run into someone like Boston. Yeah.
But where is one of these two, if Toronto or Columbus gets hot, they can go very long way. And they can go deep into these playoffs.
So I don't know. Columbus's best chance is going to be doing the same thing St. Louis did to win last year.
Grinding,
have everyone pull the same direction. Everyone grinds their top players blocking shots.
Like, give me 45 fucking flat out sprint seconds every time you're on a
Every game's a game seven for them. Yeah. If they battle for every inch of the ice, they could go all the way. But if they don't buy in on that same program, they're fucked.
They'll be out in three.
Yeah.
Good forecheck. Don't turn the ball or don't turn the puck over in the fucking neutral zone. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
But now they're coming up against Austin Matthews, leading that team. He has 80 points over 70 games.
Yep.
Guy's a fucking stud. Beast. Actually, I don't even think he played 80 games.
He didn't, and he's second in the league in goals, too.
Yeah.
And John Tavares.
Tavares is fucking good. Yeah.
And it's, like I was saying earlier, they added some good pieces from the LA Kings recently that are really going to shore up the parts they were missing.
It is going to be a blast. I am amped that NHL is back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, baseball is going to be days tomorrow, right?
Well, look, you playoff hockey versus regular season baseball, I'm playoff hockey all goddamn day.
I watch both. Yeah. It's two different experiences for me.
Same. Like, but I am, look, at this weird time of year that we're in with COVID, with the choice of regular season baseball versus playoff hockey, my dick is glued to the screen, and I'm amped about all of these matchups. Yeah. And I'm amped that the NHL just did not give a shit about COVID through this entire fucking process.
They're just throwing all that story right down the garbage.
Goddamn word about COVID out of the NHL.
Yep.
To me, this is the only organization that has played this correctly during this. Of like, hey man, we're gonna fucking play.
They're playing. They don't care what.
And they're not about it. They're not, by the way, among the most high paid athletes out there.
Yeah.
No.
They're actually, for the four major sports, probably the lowest, I would assume, right?
Yeah. Close. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
No, it can't be. Well, I mean, maybe baseball has those rookie contracts that are kind of
rookie contracts suck.
But still, the average pay in Major League Baseball, I think, is $5.4 million a year.
Yeah, but right now.
There's no way it's even close to that for hockey. It's probably like decent. 2, right?
Yeah.
For hockey?
I'd imagine average is probably 4, maybe 3. The highest played players in the NHL are making $10 million.
Yeah.
11.5 is the top guy.
Right.
And then the vast majority of contracts for like your bottom six guys are 2.5 or under.
Here we go. So the average NBA contract, $7.7 million. Major League Baseball, $4.51 million. NFL, $2.91 million. And NHL is $2.78 million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Low. Playing for the love of the game.
Low.
Playing for the love of the game.
Yeah, there's been a lot of pictures and stories coming out, too, of them being in the bubble, how the NBA has been bitching about their meals and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all saying, like, the top players are saying, yeah, if I have a bed and some food, I'm not going to bitch.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, you can't.
NFL players don't give a shit about life.
It's like,
exactly.
They want
the Stanley Cup, and they don't give a fuck how they got to get to it.
Yes. Well, everybody's on the same page. That. Everybody knows how fucking brutal it is.
Yeah.
Everybody that plays hockey is bought into the fact that it's brutal.
Exactly.
No one has any delusions about it. Like all these fucking new rules for football, like, oh, people are getting hurt. Well, two guys that are 240 pounds are running 20 miles per hour at each other making contact. Yeah, they're going to get hurt.
And they're going to kick the shit out of each other.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Penalty from it.
Yeah.
You don't get thrown out of the
game.
They're skating 40 miles an hour directly into each other.
You can punch somebody.
They're fucking each other up.
You can literally knock someone unconscious and knock their teeth out and get a 5-minute fucking punishment for it.
Yeah.
Or you, at that 10-minute game misconduct, if you like slam his head on the ground and murder the guy.
And as well as should be.
Then you finally get booted.
During the regular season this year, took a puck to the face, lost 9 teeth, got his gum stitched up and came back in a regular season game.
Yeah.
Not the playoffs. Not the playoffs.
Just like, hey, I'm not missing the game.
Hey, yeah. Throw some morphine in this bitch and let's get out
Let's rock.
Which is why all the fucking sports movies that have been caricatures of the style of play of that particular sport, none of them come as close, despite how ridiculous the movie is, than Goon. Like, it's really that. These guys are fucking animals.
Oh, yeah.
People love Goon. Sean William Scott. It's funny, man. Zach Hurd, we're going to let you give out the drinking bro of the week this week.
One thing real quick, if you don't mind first.
God.
On July 28th, there's going to be some exhibition games to kick this thing off. That's as soon as we get to watch hockey, and I'm fucking stoked on one game.
Which one?
At 7:30 Pacific,
okay.
The Flames and Oilers are facing off. Talk about teams hating each other. There's no more hatred between two teams than these guys. Their last game on February 1st. Oilers won it 8-3, but there were 107 penalty minutes.
No way.
There was a fucking goalie fight. Old school line brawls, fucking hardcore. These guys hate each other. Exhibition game or not,
yeah.
There's going to be blood.
Let me ask you this. As a hockey junkie, do you put money on that? Because you know
I haven't seen any odds for the exhibition games. I don't think they're taking them.
Just watch it.
I'm watching that.
I would be shocked if my bookie doesn't come in with
you're probably right.
They may, yeah.
If anyone does, my bookie's going to
NFL does it. Preseason, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
This is one of those rivalries that's both been going on for a while and is still actively fucking
Both teams are good now.
Like, Jerome McGinley beat somebody up pretty much every time they played for 10 years. I mean, it's this will be a fun one.
The Battle of Alberta's back.
Yeah.
And that's some good hockey to watch.
Yeah. It's back, baby. Zach, you get to give out the Drinking Bro of the Week. Who'd you like to give it to?
I'm going to have to kick it down to the guy that started Drinking Bros off, Jared Taylor.
Ah.
Dude, I wouldn't know any of you guys or have hours and hours of
entertainment.
Thank you.
He's a people collector.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Body collector.
Yeah.
Some of the coolest shit I've done has been because of that guy. So Jared's the fucking shit, and he's my Drinking Bro of the Week.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cheers to Jared Taylor. And cheers to you, Zach. Motherfucker, you know you're NHL, dude. Will you come back
and
do some more shows?
I'd love to. Thank you guys for having me on. Dude.
You're fantastic. And an OG Drinking Bro, by the way. If you're not signed up for Drinking Bros on Facebook, it's a private group.
Mm.
Only rule is don't be a cunt. And we have Drinking Bros Sports, which is also a private group.
And like 700 other groups.
Yes. And you can see all of our bets. So literally, you'll be able to go there off to the show and see my actual bets on Drinking Bros Sports. So subscribe on Facebook. Yep. For D'Anthony Holloway, Zach Hurd, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show. Good night, everyone.